This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. My name's Anita Toth, and I am a churn consultant for B2B SaaS companies, helping them to reduce their churn and increase their profits.
Anita, how are you involved with user adoption?
So as a consultant to those B2B SaaS companies, I help my clients with onboarding of their users. And one of the first things I do is go through their onboarding as if I were a new user to see where the gaps lie in their onboarding process. So there's usually one or two areas that tend to stand out that need improvement. So it might be something like a better walkthrough of the user interface or a better knowledge base for new users, or simply the UI itself might need a couple of tweaks to make onboarding easier, like even how to log out. So essentially, once I've gone through the onboarding process, we can talk about what needs to be improved and how to accomplish that. So essentially, I help them create a plan toward better user adoption through their onboarding process.
Anita, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
So the biggest success is when a client can really nail the onboarding process and improve user rates and 30-day churn. So from my perspective, it's around being a churn consultant, it's around preventing churn or increasing customer retention. The thing is, it might be a bunch of little things that they do that adds up to the overall experience, which is more in line with what the user is looking for. So the biggest successes, again, is when you really nail that onboarding process and you can see that the 30-day churn rate drops. It's a really great indicator that everything is working fairly well. The challenges, of course, are really getting into the heads of the new user. So I have a quote here that I found years ago. It's actually pasted to my monitor. And it says, "See your new users as tourists in a new city." And it's one of the biggest challenges that companies have when you're so used to the product and you're in there all the time. It's really hard to remember, let's say, if you had that problem yourself, what it's like to go back. Like, think of what it's like to be going back to kindergarten for the first time and how you might have felt and what you might have thought. So I think that that is the biggest challenge, is kind of putting yourself in the heads of these new users as they experience this platform for the first time and might be a bit disoriented. So thinking of that, you know, tourist in a new city, what would be the things that would sort of stand out first that you would want to know if you were, you know, onboarding as a new customer to a new platform? And I think that if you can do that, then the successes will come much faster. If you can't do that, then there's another way, which is wonderful, and I always, this is like my biggest thing of all, is ask your customers. Ask them through the onboarding process about some of the challenges they're having, what are the goals they're looking to achieve. A simple survey, usually like, you know, two or three questions, just, you know, what they're hoping to achieve, maybe even why they chose the platform. And again, you're really trying to get a sense of their mindset. And then I always recommend this: pick out a few new customers either every week or once a month. Sit down, 5 to 10 of them if you can, and see if you can get on a quick call with them. 5 to 10 minutes to ask them those questions that really help you see things from their perspective. Because again, we're so far removed when we've been working with the product for such a long time that, you know, it's really hard to get your head back into where that new user might be and maybe some of the feelings they're having or maybe some of the challenges that are in front of them. So the best way to find out is to ask first by survey, and ask them in the survey too if they would be open to a quick call. And those people that raise their hand and say, "Yeah, I'll talk to you for 5 or 10 minutes. It's a perfect way to do it. Reach out to them, record the call, transcribe it, keep it in a database somewhere and refer to it to see how you can make the onboarding experience better for others just based on the data you gathered through those customer interviews.
Anita, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
To be patient, and that it is often a game of inches or centimeters. It's patient improvement. I liken it to similar to when you're losing weight. So when you first start on a diet, you might lose a bunch of weight really quickly and it feels wonderful and you just want to keep the momentum going. But at some point, that starts changing. You start plateauing. It takes more effort than to make changes that you can actually see a measurable difference. And it's really similar here too. So let's say you implement that customer feedback system. You learn that there were some maybe big friction points in your onboarding process that just you didn't see before. You've removed them now. Things seem to be flowing much better. That 30-day churn rate has dropped. But now it's like, all right, we got that quick win. Now what do we do? And it's the same process of digging deeper, asking more questions. I'm a really big proponent, after 20 plus years as a qualitative researcher in an academic setting, I have to say, keep with the customer feedback. That's going to help you see now what are those little things that you need to do to slowly, just like in the weight loss scenario, slowly get rid of those last few pounds or kilos that you're trying to get rid of. And it's the same here. So the big friction points might be out of the way in terms of onboarding and getting users to adopt the product. But now what are those little things that when they add up, they might be enough to stop somebody from continuing their onboarding or using the product on a more regular basis. So that would be my biggest thing, patience, and then knowing that quick wins in the beginning. And then after that, it might not be as easy, but realize that that's the journey for everybody and that it's perfectly normal and it can be frustrating at times when you want things to move faster and they don't necessarily move so quickly. That's it, little by little by little, and that you're doing okay. So long as that needle is moving just even a little bit, it's showing that the work you're doing is having an impact. And always, always, always talk to your customers. Find out what it is they want, how you can help them, how you can make their experience better. Because the more you learn from them, then you can take that learning and implement it into the onboarding process and the rest of the processes, customer support, put it back in your marketing to better acquire customers who are like the ones that you really want. Take that feedback and put it everywhere throughout the company, the sales process as well. So I think that's the biggest, those are the biggest things that I would sort of suggest as takeaways from this little discussion we're having today.
And Anita, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
So for me, you can find me in two places. I have my website, anitatoth.ca, and then I'm also on LinkedIn, so you can just type my name in. I have the picture with the orange shirt. It's really easy to spot me, and you can reach out to me there.
Well, thanks, Anita.
Thank you very much.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.